All right, next up we've got Mandibles with Hurricane Camille.
I've been waiting ages for us to meet. When you wave hello, you knock me off of my feet. I'm throwing a party, if you came it'd be swell. I kinda like you if you couldn't tell. Camille, 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 you blow me away. Camille, 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 you got me carried away. Hurry, 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 hurry over to me. Hurry, 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 girl, we're dancing to the beat. Ooh, Camille.
I didn't know there were hurricane parties. I didn't know that was a thing.
Apparently it isn't.
I mean, well, after this, it shouldn't be, right?
Yeah. Well, no, but if you read the bio, the very, very end of the bio, there's a little bit of a epilogue that says that apparently the story is fake.
Oh.
But just like your Jado story, you know, it's still in the Darwin Awards, apparently, just because it's such a good story.
Oh, that's cool. One of our first ideas, there is apparently one of the early Darwin Awards was a story about a guy who strapped a Jado jet-assisted rocket takeoff unit to his car and ended up like going airborne and embedding himself into the side of a mesa. So that was a cool story, and it would have been a cool like rocket car kind of song, because I think there's a lot of, you know, room for rockets and cars and in rock and roll, and that would have been cool. But
I wrote a whole song. We didn't use it.
Wasn't there that the flat Earth guy just recently who crashed his rocket?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that would have been a good subject too.
Yeah.
Maybe too soon though. Maybe some guy on a podcast would be like, "It's too soon."
Yeah, we'll get a note from the guy's daughter or something, and be like, "Yeah, that would be really a bummer."
You've been canceled, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
So this Mandible song is great. Mm-hmm. You know, Cybronica, her singing is just amazing. I love all the singing and harmonies that she does. When she really leans on that high note, that last Camille at the end of the song, right before it winds down, just super good. And there's, you know, lots of funny puns and stuff in here. Well, maybe not funny puns, like swell. Like, there's all of these, you know, sort of hurricane storm words.
Yeah, so many. They're so relentless, you know, and I had a better experience, I think, than anybody in the listening party, and maybe anybody like listening to this song, because, well, you know, when I first heard it during the listening party, I wasn't paying attention to the chat, so I didn't get the title, and, you know, I didn't read or hear the title until much, much later. What happened was, like, it gradually dawned on me what she was singing about, because she doesn't say anything about a hurricane, you know, she just... There's just this relentless onslaught of things that I later realized were brilliant puns. You know, it kind of clicked in just a little bit before she was talking about the eye of the hurricane, you know, that set of puns. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So, you know, just because I didn't know for sure that it was about a hurricane until at least a third of the way into the song. But yeah, just great. So I loved hearing all of that stuff. So, yeah, I think I think she should take the word hurricane out of the title. Just let people figure it out. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Did they change tempo? Like, I know that there's a section where the dynamics really change dramatically. I call it the eye of the hurricane section. Like, I think they actually slow the tempo down a little bit there, too. It's a pretty cool effect.
Yeah, I really like the back half of the song when it's just the heavy acoustic and the singing.
I thought the song was fun and catchy, and it's got that Schoolhouse Rock vibe that I like. The performances are wonderful, and I'm glad that they submitted a shadow, even though I think that they were ineligible for reinstatement if any of the top four had been disqualified or didn't submit or whatever. I think that they would have had to have submitted a shadow the previous round, and they didn't, so... It's a technicality, but it doesn't matter. I'm just really, really glad that they submitted something, and in particular this song, which I thought I got a real kick out of.
Definitely a great song.
Genius lyrics. Yeah.